Thanks very much. I'm going to take inspiration from Andrea and speak about one of the most amazing people I've met in my first year as CEO of Oxfam Great Britain. And it's a young woman called Sifa, who I met in Eastern Congo a few weeks into my tenure. And she's a driver for Oxfam. She drives this beautiful purple Land Cruiser up and down the dusty roads of Eastern Congo. And apparently, it turns out she's the only female driver of any UN agency or NGO in that part of Congo. And I asked my colleagues there, said, how come? And apparently someone in Oxfam a few years ago decided that this young woman who'd come from a very difficult set of circumstances, having been displaced, showed huge potential, happened to show interest in cars, and so trained her and encouraged her to become a driver. And I thought to myself while I was on this visit, well, that's not a big achievement in some ways. It's not going to change the life chances of young women and girls in Eastern Congo. But in other ways, it was amazing to see that this was a small example of a colleague, and I still haven't worked out who, seeing a whole person, not seeing Sifa as a helpless young woman who's been displaced, but seeing that there is there's potential there, an opportunity to do something interesting and special. And I took away a really important lesson that I've kept dear to me in these last few months, which is for organizations like ours, and for almost everyone in this room, if you're in a room like this, the how matters as much as the what. You know, in places like Congo, we have to be there saving lives, improving lives. But the how, seeing the whole person, going out of our way to see the whole person, to take intersectionality seriously, is an equal responsibility that we have to the delivery agenda that many of us are also committed to. And in some ways, I thought it's great that an unknown colleague, has taken a punt, if you will, on Sifa, but it should really become the norm, not the exception. And I think that's a lesson that I hope we can implement in Oxfam as we do. We're launching a new strategic plan, and part of that agenda will be to really focus on the how as well as the what, to take our feminism seriously, to see intersectionality and manifest it in all that we do. And that's not just with the individuals that we work with in our programs, but I think also in two other important ways. And we see, you know, this panel represents some of that. And one of those is to be serious about building the institutional capacity of the organization and civil society formations that are in the places we work. Because unless we invest seriously and thoughtfully in the voices and institutions of the people we serve, we'll always end up having to insert ourselves into that picture. And I think particularly with women's rights organization, Oxfam has a proud track record of working alongside women's rights activists, but also across a range of other institutions. And the second element of that is in forums like this. You know, it's in some ways, if you're an optimist, you say, it's great that 2% of the delegates at this global refugee forum are refugees or from refugee-led organizations. But on the other hand, how can it be in 2019 that we can talk about an agenda like this with only 2% of the participants here being refugees themselves? So I think whether it's at the local level with amazing young people like Sifa, whether it's in the countries and contexts we work in, or at global moments like this, I really do think conversations like this are a reminder that we have to fundamentally change our approach. And thank you for a wonderful session.